The Bible regularly refers to us as sheep and Jesus as the good shepherd. Oftentimes, we act a lot like sheep as we like to run and wander off from the rest of the flock. For some of us, it's chasing after those things that cause us to lust. For others of us, it's chasing fame and fortune and leaving the family in the dust. For others, it's chasing after things like substances, thinking that maybe they'll be the answer to help numb whatever pain we have. Doesn't matter who we are or where we come from, everybody has something in their life that it seems we're drawn to, that we want to chase after and leave God's flock for a while. And almost seems we would rather than go maybe follow along after that bad old wolf, the devil. Thankfully, God in his grace didn't leave it to you and to me to figure on a way to get back to the flock. No, rather he sent us the good shepherd, and the shepherd is the one that then comes out and he finds us when we've wandered off. He's the one that comes and helps us when we've endangered ourselves. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel said this in chapter 34, "I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will shepherd them with justice." Our shepherd sought us out when he came into this world, and he obeyed all of God's commandments perfectly for you and for me. Our good shepherd, he went out and he found us and he brought us back into the fold when he decided to trade his life for ours on the cross, saving us from our sins. And Jesus, in his grace and his mercy, he, through his life and his death, has made you and me his snow white sheep so that we are both his now and forever. And so now he calls us by the gospel. He enlightens us with his gifts and he sanctifies us and he keeps us in the one true faith through his word and sacraments. When we talk about Jesus as the good shepherd, one of the way artists like to portray him, it's a very simple way, is just him there, usually sitting or standing and holding a single sheep. I think that's a very appropriate way to look at what Ezekiel says here in this text, reminding us that our shepherd truly does love us and everything that he does to show us his love. People today, including you and me, we need to hear this message regularly. We can't hear it enough. In a world that's facing a pandemic right now, the believer finds hope in this message because there's a reminder that there's a bright future ahead of us as the fields of heaven wait for all God's sheep. For those of us maybe that are having economic issues or job concerns and struggles right now and problems, this message gives us the assurance that the shepherd walks with us all the way through this life, making sure everything goes according to his plan and is always done for our good. It doesn't matter if it's the youth lost out on the street or somebody that's chasing after a false religion or the false gods of money, fame, and substances. It doesn't matter if it's someone who's suffered injuries due to past relationships or somebody weakened by illness and disease. This message is for all of us. The message that the Good Shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he seeks and he saves all his sheep because every single one of them is important to him. He doesn't care about skin color or body type or how much money you have or don't have or your age. No, our good shepherd, he wants us and all people in his flock. And he wants us all in his flock today. Let's pray. Good shepherd, within your embrace, we are safe and secure. Within your embrace, we know that we are precious in your sight. Forgive us for all the times that we have forgotten these truths. Through your means of grace, help us remember and appreciate that we are the people of your pasture, under your loving care and protection. Amen.